says enter in. And the Bible says that he descended from the Mount of Olives and entered into Jerusalem. And they welcome him. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And I told the church during the week to sing that song during the week, because that's the way they used to sing as they entered to the temple. As they traveled to the temple, they used to say, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And by Thursday, he was in a trial. The Pharisees and the people who sang Hosanna came accusing him of blasphemy because he was truly the king of the Jews. And Friday, it says the third hour, he bowed his head and said, it is finished. And today we celebrate the glorious risen Christ. Over 2,000 years ago, the one who went before us by his precious blood, the Bible calls him the Lamb of God, who shed his blood. And when he was dying, it says when he took his last, there was a great earthquake, and the curtains in the temple was torn in two. Hallelujah. That's great news for me. Hallelujah. I know it's great news for you. Hallelujah. We don't have to go before the priests for atonement. We don't have to buy the pigeons and the goats and the sheep and the lamb to bring it to the temple. No, 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 no. Jesus Christ made a pathway for us that we can enter into that very throne room of God by his precious blood. Hallelujah. Today, in the reading of the text, it'll be the Gospel of John, chapter 20, that's the reading. But before I go there, I'd like to read the scriptures of the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 14 and 18. And it reads, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold. That's us. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore, my Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may take it up again. Hallelujah. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This I receive from my Father. Hallelujah. And the Jews answered and said to him, what sign do you show us, since you do these signs? Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. He's speaking about the temple. He's speaking about the new covenant is coming. But the temple in Israel was the center of the Jewish life. Everything to them was the temple of God. And I believe they said it took over 460 years to build that temple. And you said you'd destroy it and lift it up in 3 days? He was speaking about his body. Let us pray. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we humble ourselves before you, Father God. In our hearts, there's not word that we can speak of the love we have for you, Lord. And Father, I thank you that we as Christian, we became part of that fold that you call us and we heard your voice. I thank you, Father, that you plan this salvation for all humanity, Lord, even from the beginning of Genesis. I will go even further, that even from the beginning of the creation of the world. Father, I thank you for each person here today, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that these are not words on paper, but this is a living word spoken to us in hearing of our ears, oh God. Let them become alive to us today. Let that victory become alive to us today, Lord God. That life that you gave for each one of us, that life that you speak that comes in abundant life for each one of us, Father, that we can walk in victory in Christ Jesus. You know our hearts. You know the hope we carry, the desires, our shortcomings, our need to you, for you, Lord God. That we surrender all things to you, trusting in you, that you are the living God, creator of heaven and earth and all within it. Have your way today with us, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray that you be glorified, Father. Glorify your Son, Jesus Christ, and glorify the Holy Spirit today in each one of us, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hand of the elders and the scribes, that he must be killed, and on the third day he will rise up to life. And I said earlier, the reading of our text this morning will be out of the Gospel of John, chapter 20. And it reads, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw the stone that has been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." You see, John, when he writes the gospel, he writes it in detail. And we just read, and John is speaking about himself, but he doesn't name himself. He said, the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, which is himself, John. But verse 3, Peter therefore went out, and the other disciples and were going to the tomb. So they both ran. And John outran Peter and came to the tomb first. He stooping down and looking in and saw the linen clothes lying there. Yet he did not go in. Then Peter, Simon came, follow him, and went into the tomb and saw the linen cloths laying there. The handkerchief that has been around his head, not laying in the linen, laying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place of itself. You see, as we read this gospel, we see that the two disciples looked into the tomb and they saw the linen cloth. As we continue reading this gospel, we see that Mary comes to the tomb, and when she looks down, she sees the two angels. Hallelujah. See, John wants us to understand that Jesus did not unwrap itself. No. He wants us to understand that the body was not stolen, as many claims. Because if it was stolen, they would have taken the body all wrapped up. If they were stolen, maybe they would have taken the time to unravel him and they would have left a mess in the tomb. But no, it said that the linen was laying nice and neat. It gives me that is evidence that Jesus rose from the dead. He rose. We have a risen Christ. He rose through those clothes from the dead. Because those clothes represent the grave. And he conquered the grave. The Bible says he conquered sickness and death upon that cross. Hallelujah. And Jesus has risen from the dead, leaving the grave clothes behind. The resurrection, Jesus tells us that God gives us power to overcome those things that try to keep us down. Whatever we are struggling with, whatever tries to undermine our faith or steal our hope or destroy our lives, it can be left behind. Hallelujah. Amen. If we trust in God and the power of the risen Christ, we too can leave our grave clothes behind. Amen. Those things that keep us in bondage. Those things that want to steal our hope. Those things who want to undermine our faith. Those things who come to destroy our lives. It's time to take off the grave clothes. Bob. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him praise. He is worthy. He is worthy. He's a living God. We serve a living God. Hallelujah. My God lives. I declare that. My God lives. He is risen. He is risen. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says in verse 8 that the other disciple, John, who came to the tomb first, went in also. I love this. And the Bible says he saw and believed. He saw and believed in the risen Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as yet they did not know the scriptures in verse 9 that they must rise again from the dead. For yet they did not know the scriptures that they must rise again in the last days. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that David went home. Hallelujah. You see, they were carrying him guilt. Because they're the ones Peter denied Christ 3 times. All the apostles, they ran and hid. They were carrying guilt. That must have been on their mind. He is dead. He is dead. The one we love, the one we care for, the one we had hope in is dead. But yet when they came to that grave and saw the linen cloths, he is risen. But he said to them, I'm going to go to Jerusalem and I will be killed in the hands of the Pharisees and I will rise in 3 days. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw 2 angels in white sitting. One at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus lay. They said to her, Woman, "Why are you weeping?" She said, "Because they have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him." See, as we continue reading this gospel, she saw the two angels. And I read this gospel many times, but I noticed when I went back, she wept twice. She wept twice. And here's Mary weeping at the tomb. And she looked down and she saw two angels. The Bible says one at his feet and one at his head. And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. And she did not recognize him. Jesus says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom you are seeking?" "Suppose him to be the gardener," she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you lay him that I may go and take him away." And Jesus says to her, "Mary, Mary." And she turned and said to him, "My Lord, teacher." Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus says to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father." I love this. "To my Father, to my God, and your God." Hallelujah. "I am ascending to my Father." And he said, "That's my God, but he is your God. He is your God. He is your God because he accomplishes on the cross. It is finished. I am risen. My Father is your Father. My Father is your God." Hallelujah. The resurrection proclaims that there's hope in our lives. The Easter story, we see this hope in the person of Mary. The Bible said Mary, who has come to the tomb early in the morning, Mary came as someone who was feeling a sense of hopelessness. When Jesus died and was laying in the tomb, Mary lost the one she loved. Jesus was the one who forever changed her life. See, Mary had been possessed by 7 demons. And while we don't know what effect those demons had in her life, but the Bible says that Jesus came and drove them out and changed her life forever. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes into our lives, it changed our lives forever. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where you coming from. It doesn't matter the life you live and the filth you live. When he comes into our lives, he delivers us from the hands of the demons and gives us new life. Hallelujah. He is the risen Christ. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you've been. When we ask Jesus to come into our lives, he calls us by name. He said, "My sheep knows my voice." Hallelujah. You see, we got to know the voice of God before we come. And the Bible says, they come to me because my Father sends them. Not because we went to God or we go to God. The Father sent us to Jesus. When I came to Christ, I was sent by the Father to Jesus Christ. I gave this testimony before. I was standing in the back of the church to please my wife. I went to church. She kept asking me, "Come to church, come to church, come to church." I said, "Oh boy, I got to go to church." And I was standing back there at the doorway. You know us, unbeliever, we want to stay distant from the presence of God. And before the service was over, the man said, "Anyone who wants to receive Christ as their personal Savior, I ran to the altar. I don't know what came over me. I know the presence of God came over me. As he was speaking, I began to cry and weep. I didn't know what was going on. I said, what is this? And I ran to the altar. I was the first one there. I don't think he finished the words when I was in front of him to receive Christ. Hallelujah. He changed my life as he changed the life of Mary. When God comes in, he changes, he rearranges everything in our lives. And I was so excited. I went to a brother a couple of days later. And I said, I received Jesus into my life. And he was an old Christian now. Spirit-filled Christian. He said, well, brother, I got to talk to you. You can't believe all that stuff now. He said, God is not going to fill your fuel tank. I said, I asked God to fill my fuel tank. I'm just telling you, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. You know, when you're so full of joy, you just want to share the good news. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. And I went to the assistant pastor. I started going to Bible studies on Monday night. And I had the desire to be baptized. A strong desire in my spirit to be baptized. But I didn't know why. And I asked the pastor, he said, don't worry, next Monday I'll baptize you in class. And I will baptize in class the following Monday. Hallelujah. Cleansing of the Lord. I began to walk this life called Christianity. I went home and dumped everything that represented the world. Hallelujah. I cleaned my house. I cleaned the house. I went and dumped everything. Everything. Any alcohol I had, any beer in the refrigerator, any CDs, any records, anything I had that represent the world, I threw it out. My wife thought I lost my mind. And I would run into friends and I would say, I'm born again. And they would look at me and laugh and say, ah, you're crazy, you know? And they would laugh at me. One day I went out with Pastor Ron on the streets and we were preaching on Johnson and Broadway and we're going out, giving out tracts. And the guys would come around me looking for the old mic. And I'd say, I'm born again. I know this Jesus. I want you to know this Jesus. And they would tell Pastor Ron, him? Him? I can't believe it. No way. Him? And Pastor Ron was standing there wondering what's going on. At my job, I had a truck assigned to me. And I program every station to the Christian radio station. So one day, the city manager and one of the councilmen went to borrow my truck to pick up some material. And they got in the truck, and they're driving down the road, and they heard Christian radio playing, and they hit the number button 2. Jesus loves you. They heard button 3. Jesus loves you. 4, Jesus love you. 5, Jesus love you. 6, Jesus. They came to me and said, when we order another truck for you, we got to order a different radio. Praise the Lord. It's good to be a Christian. It's good that God changes our lives. It's good that God do new things in our lives. It's the newness of life that he promised all of us. Hallelujah. It says that evening in verse 19, being the first day of the week when the door was shut. Hallelujah. The disciple was assembled together in fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood in the midst of them. And he said, peace be with you. When Jesus came, he says, peace be with you. He calms the storms in our lives. He calms the anxiety in our lives. He calms the fear in our lives. And he said to them, and he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Hallelujah. See, Mary wept twice. We can understand her tears. All the good that she had experienced in Christ Jesus in her life was being stripped away. All the hope she had has been stripping away. Everything has come to the end. The Easter story tells us that in the middle of our tears, God comes near. In the midst of our despair, God comes near. In the hopelessness, in our hopelessness, God comes near. God comes to offer us the light of Christ. He comes to offer us the life of the redemptive work on the cross. Though Mary looked into the tomb and saw two angels. I mentioned it earlier. Now, in every gospel account of the resurrection, talks about angels or messengers at the empty tomb. There was two angels in the tomb in verse 12. One at the place of his feet and the other at his head. And I'm going to take you back to the Old Testament in Exodus 25, 22. The place of the holies of holies. The place that the priest will have to shed blood, atone for his sins, and then shed blood for the person who enter in, who goes to be forgiven for sins. See, this is a place that was above the mercy seat. And the Bible says between there was two cherubim, which was on the ark of the testimony. And that's what the place where God will speak to his people. The place where God was seated. It was known as God's place here on earth. It was the presence of God. It was this seed that God spoke. And the blood of the sacrifice will sprinkle on the mercy seat to make it holy. And this was where God met with his people. You see, today Jesus came. God came in the flesh, embodiment of Jesus Christ. We can meet him personally. We don't have to go to the high priest. We don't have to sprinkle the blood no more. Hallelujah. We can go into the very presence of the Most High God in that throne room because of what he did on the cross for us. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 9, verse 11, but Christ came as a high priest of good things to come. Of good things to come. With a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Not made with hands. That is not of this creation. Jesus came and brought the perfect tabernacle. Not with the bloods of goats and calves, but his own blood. He entered the most holy place once and for all, having attained eternal redemption for each one of us. And then when Mary turned from the angels and came face to face with Christ, the Bible says she did not recognize him until he called her name. Her eyes and her heart was open because God is with us. God is turning our sorrow into joy, our fear into faith, and our despair into hope. We have victory in Christ Jesus. Jesus was victory in the cross. We have victory in Christ Jesus. Today we celebrate. He is risen. He is not here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to share with you, yeah, you can walk in that victory because of the blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary. That precious blood of the Lamb spilled for us, running down that rugged cross. Our sins are washed away. What a freedom to know that. Our sins are washed away. My sickness is washed away. I have hope in Christ. I can walk with this hope and share the gospel to those around me. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength today. Walk in the joy of the Lord even in the circumstances you find yourself. There's a Spanish song says, I may be going through difficulties and trouble, but when I raise my arm to praise you, it washes away. It washes away. We have the victory. We can walk into the most holy of holies because of Christ and what he did on the cross for us. Before we celebrate the Lord's table, take this time to bow your head. And my prayer this morning was, oh Lord, I love you. In my heart, can I express the words? I am so grateful for what you did for me on that cross. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. The accomplished work of Christ for me and for you. As we celebrate the Lord's table, let us take this time to reflect on that precious cross that we are redeemed through Christ. We are set free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Paul says, I may know him in the power of his resurrection. That is my prayer for you. That you may know him in the power of the resurrection. Today when we come to receive the elements, because as the word says, it's by grace that you have been saved, not of ourselves. Hallelujah. Now we just take this time. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, take this time. And I will ask, if you don't know him and you want to know that personal Savior that Mary knew, a personal Savior the Apostle John knew, and Peter and Andrew and all those who went before us, that the Bible speaks they are a cloud witness encouraging us to run this race, that we too may receive the crown. I will ask just to raise your hand and say, yes, Pastor Mike, I want to know that Jesus. I want to know that living Jesus that resurrected and left the tomb behind. I want to know Him. The way Mary knew Him. That changed her life forever. You see, sometimes we carry those grave cloths around us and they bind us. But God is saying, today you can leave those grave cloths behind. You know, when we live in the world, we do all kinds of things. We're not embarrassing at doing it. But this is your moment now. Your moment to come and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The one who died for you upon that cross. It's your moment now. Because salvation is today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to impose anyone. This is a gift of God to you. When someone gives us a gift, gives it to us. But what do we have to do? We have to receive it. Right? We have to receive that gift. And God today is giving you the gift of His salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we take the elements today, as you take the elements today, and the elements are for the believers, because we need to take it in a worthy way. To take the elements, you must believe that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. The elements are for the believers. As you take the elements today, that bread is broken. The Bible says that His body was broken upon that cross for us. And the precious blood that was shed on that cross is the blood of redemption, of justification for each one of us. If there's anything going on in your life, anything, sickness, anything, as you take that body and you take that blood, claim your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you going through some difficulty in your life? Claim it in the name of Jesus through that broken body and that shed blood. As we celebrate the birth, the life, and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord, on the same night in which He was betrayed, He took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, He took the cup of the new covenant in His blood. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. Father, I thank you that we come to celebrate your life. Not only celebrate your life, but your life in each one of us, Lord. The life set apart for you and for your glory. A life that we run every day as the cloud of witness surrounds us and cheers us on, that we too may receive the crown. Hallelujah. That day in your presence in the heavenly place. You see, we have hope. We are not people without hope. We are people of hope. in Christ Jesus. Come. The table is open to all those who confess Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Come and partake of the goodness of the Lord and all He has for you. Come and receive the light of the world. Come, receive life this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.